Genesis, chapter 41. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, that Pharaoh dreamed, and, look, he stood by the river. And, look, there came up out of the river 7 kine, well-favored and fat-fleshed, and they pastured in the reed grass. And, look, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine on the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine ate up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed a second time, and, look, 7 ears of grain came up on 1 stalk, rank and good. And, look, 7 ears, thin and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears swallowed up the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and, look, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the sacred scholars of Egypt, and all its wise men, and Pharaoh told them the things he dreamt, but there was none who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then the chief cupbearer spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was angry with his slaves, and put me in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us there a young man, a Hebrew, slave to the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored to my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came in to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none who can interpret it, and I have heard it said of you, that when you hear a dream you can interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me, God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, In my dream, look, I stood on the brink of the river. And see, there came up out of the river 7 kine, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in the reed grass. And see, 7 other kine came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and ill-favored kine ate up the first 7 fat kine. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored, as at the beginning. So I awoke. And I saw in my dream, and see, 7 ears came up on 1 stalk, full and good. And see, 7 ears, withered, thin, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears swallowed up the 7 good ears, and I told it to the sacred scholars, but there was none who could declare it to me. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, The dream of Pharaoh is one, what God is about to do he has declared to Pharaoh. The 7 good kine are 7 years, and the 7 good ears are 7 years, the dream is one. And the 7 lean and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years, and also the 7 thin ears blasted with the east wind, they will be 7 years of famine. That is the thing which I spoke to Pharaoh, what God is about to do he has shown to Pharaoh. Look, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there will arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will consume the land. And the plenty will not be known in the land by reason of that famine which follows, for it will be very grievous. And the reason the dream was doubled to Pharaoh is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh seek out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint overseers over the land, and take up the 1/5 part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of these good years that come, and lay up grain under the hand of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them keep it. And the food will be for a store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which will be in the land of Egypt, that the land not perish through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his slaves. And Pharaoh said to his slaves, Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, Since God has shown you all of this, there is none so discreet and wise as you. You will be over my house, and according to your mouth will all my people be ruled, I will be greater than you only in the throne. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand, and put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the 2nd chariot which he had, and they cried before him, Bow the knee, and he set him over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without you will no man lift up his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him as wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah priest of On. And Joseph went out over the land of Egypt, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh, and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the 7 plenteous years the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph laid up grain as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left off numbering, for it was without number. And to Joseph were born 2 sons before the year of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar a priest of On, bore to him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for, he said, God has made me forget all my toil, and all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenty, that was in the land of Egypt, came to an end. And the 7 years of famine began to come, according to as Joseph had said, and there was famine in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, Go to Joseph, what he says to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses among them, and sold grain to the Egyptians, and the famine was intense in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, because the famine was intense in all the earth.